Chapter 2. Afterwards, Carol realised that she must have been holding onto his hand for fully half a minute before he spoke. When he did so, it was with rather a curious expression in his eyes as they rested upon her. Very darkly blue and inscrutable, and unusually heavily lashed for a man, they flickered across her upturned face and took in every detail of her appearance, finally becoming lightened a little by the merest beginnings of a smile.
"Forgive me," he said, "but ought I to know you?"
"Of course." There was complete confidence in her voice now that he had at last arrived. "I'm Carol Inglis, your ward, and you're Mr. Timothy Carrington, aren't you? I've been waiting for you for ages, or it seemed ages since the others left. I was beginning to be dreadfully afraid that something had happened to you, that you might have met with an accident, or something."
Her voice trailed away. She swallowed something in her throat.
"I was almost in a panic because you were late, and there's only Miss Hardcastle left."
"I see."
He spoke so slowly that she looked up at him quickly, her heart beating fast in her excitement and relief. "You do know who I am now, don't you? And you have come to take me away with you, haven't you? This is all my luggage, all these cases, and that hat box, and that hold-all, and the trunk. Will the taxi man be able to manage the trunk? If not, we can have it sent on. Miss Hardcastle won't mind. And I have said goodbye to her."
She seemed to be appealing to him, like a puppy, not to delay any longer, and her expression was so over-anxious that, for the first time, he smiled at her in a way that could definitely be regarded as a smile. And as he did so, she noticed that he had very white and even teeth under a shadow of dark moustache, and that there was a slight cleft on his chin, and his smile was rather attractively one-sided, perhaps a little quizzical. But the expression in his eyes...